Good evening, everyone. We're calling the meeting to order for the Township of Piscataway of June 6, 2024. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, and dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards. Municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of township of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be a public comment period for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Ms. Cedar, roll call, please.
Councilwoman Carmichael.
Present.
Councilwoman Cahill. Councilwoman Lombardi.
Here.
Councilman Rouse.
Here.
Councilman Shaw.
Here.
Councilman Uren.
Here.
Council Vice President Espinosa.
Here. Please join us in saluting the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Comments from administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda?
None, thank you.
Thank you. Proclamation 75th Anniversary, ARC Middlesex County. Ms. Cedar? Sorry about that. Mayor?
Thank you, Council President. I actually had to run out to the car and get my reading glasses. I forgot them out there. This is a proclamation, whereas intellectual disabilities are lifelong in duration, resulting in a continuing need for a variety of services designed to support the full inclusion in community life. And whereas it is estimated that approximately 2% of the United States population has an intellectual or developmental disability, that translated to approximately 178,000 children and adults in New Jersey. And the ARC of Middlesex County alone serves 333 individuals and their families. And whereas the ARC of Middlesex County offers comprehensive quality of life services and support of cultural diverse populations of people with developmental and other disabilities in their families. And whereas the ARC of Middlesex County is guided in the belief that all people with intellectual and or developmental disabilities are defined by their own strengths, abilities, not by their disability, or are entitled to respect, dignity, safety, security accorded to other members of society. And whereas the ARC of Middlesex County is committed to ensuring caregiving and support to help empower individuals in developmental and or intellectual disabilities and their families live their lives in the fullest. And whereas the ARC of Middlesex County will continue to serve as a leading social services organization in our community for generations to come. Now, therefore, I, Brian Wallen, the mayor of Piscataway Township and Piscataway County of Middlesex in the state of New Jersey, do hereby recognize the ARC of Middlesex County celebrating their 75th outstanding dedicated contributions to the community. This resolution here tonight, but I could say that there's a lot of folks here in Piscataway that work at the ARC and are very much involved volunteering with the ARC, and they do a great work for not just here in this township, but throughout Middlesex County. So this is well deserved.
Thank you, Mayor. Okay, this portion is for the consent agenda items. For each public comment portion, I'm sorry, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star six on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you will have 3 minutes in which you will make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Do we have anybody? Got it.
Council Vice President, there are no individuals with their hand raised regarding this agenda item remotely.
Thank you so much. The remote portion of this is closed. For each, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which you can make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administrations will then respond if necessary. Okay, we're closing this portion of the in-person attendees. Thank you very much. Okay, agenda item number 8, ordinance second reading, amending chapter 7, traffic section 14, parking prohibited at all times on certain streets. This portion is open to the public. Ms. Cedar.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, New Jersey, authorizing execution of financial agreement with Clausen RP Owner Urban Renewal, LLC, pursuant to the Long-Term Tax Exemption Law, NJSA 40A:20-1, ETSEC, was introduced on the 16th day of April 2024 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 21st day of April 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 6, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-11.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. As a reminder, we're going to open up the remote section for everyone. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council Vice President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised at this time.
Thank you so much. We have not opened the public portion yet. Thank you. Okay. Public portion. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond if necessary.
I'm sorry, if I may, I would like to go back to number 7, item H.
I apologize, but I don't believe we can go back to 7. This is only for the...
we can go back. Why are you avoiding the veterans? I don't understand.
The public portion is closed, sir, for the consent agenda items, number 7.
Yes, it's item H.
We're number 8.
Well, that's when you're talking about the veterans. Tax deduction. I don't understand it.
Sir, you can actually come back up on the public. Cancellation
of veterans' tax refund?
Sir, you can come back up at the end, towards the end, when we're opening up to the public, and you can bring that up towards that.
Sir, this is only specifically on item number 8.
Sorry about that. It's you can definitely come back and ask your question. Thank you. All right, number 9. Ordinance first reading, authorizing the sale. Sorry. Anybody else? Apologize. All right, this closes the public portion. Can I have a motion, please?
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Do I see a second?
Councilman Rouse.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, can you take a roll call?
Councilwoman Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa?
Yes. Number nine, ordinance first reading authorizing the sale of certain lands owned by the Township of Piscataway, Block 11201, Lot 7, resolution adopting ordinance.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled An Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, authorizing the sale of certain lands owned by the Township of Piscataway, pursuant to NJSA 48:12-13B, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 25th day of June 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Can I get a motion?
Motion, Carmichael.
Second, Rouse.
Can I have a roll call, please?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa?
Yes. Okay, agenda number 10, ordinance first reading authorizing tax agreement with Chatham River Road LLC, 151 Old New Brunswick Road, resolution adopting ordinance. Cedar?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, New Jersey, authorizing the execution of a tax agreement with Chatham River Road LLC for property within a redevelopment area at 151 Old New Brunswick Road and granting a tax exemption, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 25th day of June 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Can I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Shaw.
Carmichael.
Now a roll call, please.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa?
Yes. First reading passes. Number 11, ordinance first reading authorizing conveyance of portions of vacated Clawson Street and Brook Avenue rights of way to Clawson RP owner Urban Renewal LLC, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Conveyance of Portions of the Vacated Clawson Street Rights of Way, Block 3404, Lot 56.01, and portions of the vacated Brook Avenue Rights of Way, adjacent to Block 3404, Lot 56.01, from the Township of Piscataway to Clawson RP owner Urban Renewal LLC, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 25th day of June 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Can I get a motion?
Yes. Shaw.
Can I get a second, please?
Councilman Aron, second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa.
Yes. Number 12, ordinance first reading, authorizing acceptance of deed of for conveyance of real properties designated as block 3402, lots 5.01 and 12.01. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway authorizing the acceptance of a deed for the conveyance of real properties designated as block 3402, lots 5.01 and 12.01 on the official tax map of the Township of Piscataway be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 25th day of June, 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Can I get a motion, please?
Motion, Carmichael.
Second, Rouse.
Thank you. Can I have a roll call?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa?
Yes. Agenda item number 13, consent agenda resolution. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately?
No.
Okay, thank you. Can I have a motion, please?
Motion, Lombardi.
Second, Carmichael.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, can I have a roll call?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa?
Yes. Which brings us down to item number 14, announcements and comments from the officials. Ms. Carmichael?
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. I do have a couple of announcements. I just want to remind everyone of our Piscataway Annual Street Fair this coming Saturday, right across from the YMCA, and inviting everyone to come out and just have a great time and see all that this wonderful town is doing. The other two things I wanted to bring up is we are also having the Juneteenth celebration for the anniversary of Juneteenth on June 19th. It is Sunday, June 9th at the North Stelton AME Church here in Piscataway, 123 Craig Avenue. Worship service is at 10 and the celebration outside where everyone is invited. You're invited to come inside as well at 10. And we will have celebrations and vendors and speakers, dancing, all types of celebrations. So we hope you'll be able to bring your family out and enjoy that with us. And the last thing is the Juneteenth flag raising is Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. right here at the YMCA. This is the first time it'll be at 6 p.m. in the evening. We wanted to make it available that so that more people could bring their families, bring their children. So it's at 6 p.m. We'll have information about Juneteenth celebration again, the flag raising, and refreshments immediately after in the YMCA. So hope you can join us.
Thank you, Councilwoman Carmichael. Councilwoman Lombardi?
I have none, because Councilwoman already said them all. That's okay. Everyone, please come out and enjoy the street fair on Saturday. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman Lombardi. Councilman Rouse?
No, not at this time. No.
Thank you. Councilman Shah?
No, thanks.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Frank? Thank you. Mayor?
Thank you, Council President. If I may, the Council President indulge me, I'd like to read one of the resolutions that you just passed. It has to do with the be it resolved by the Township Council, Piscataway Township, New Jersey, whereas the war between Israel and Hamas continues in its ninth month with communities devastated and many innocent people suffering, and whereas the path to peace is a two-state solution, and now therefore be it resolved that the Township Council, Township of Piscataway, supports Biden Free Space proposal for durable peace in the Middle East and calls for a complete ceasefire, immediate provisions of additional food, medicine, shelter, and other humanitarian assistance to Gazans and all hostages be held by Hamas freed immediately. Further be it resolved that the Township Council condemns the Hamas attack on Israel October 7, 2023, and be it resolved that the Township supports meaningful efforts by all parties in the world community to foment peace and security in the region. And I want to thank the folks at the MCMC, Iman Smith, for some input, as well as some of the board of directors of the mosque. Thank you, Council President. This will be available tomorrow because it still has to be executed, and then it'll be posted online in the municipal Facebook account.
Thank you, Mayor. Attorney Rush?
Comment, thank you.
Okay, I would like to say that it's getting hot out there. Everyone needs to hydrate. If you go out and do some outdoor activities, it's very important. I coach a soccer team, and first rule is get 3 or 4 water bottles out there. It's getting hotter, 85, 90 degrees, humid. It gets very dangerous out there. Everybody's having fun, but sometimes people just don't realize that hydration is number one. So please, stay hydrated out there in these warm weathers. Also, if you're a member of the Y, you also have the spray park for the little ones out there. So take full advantage of that. We have the pool in the Y. It's great air conditioning, that's for sure. So please take full advantage of the YMCA as well, the community center. Thank you. Okay, item number 15, agenda sessions for June 25th, 2024. Ordered in second reading authorizing the sale of certain land owned by the Township of Piscataway, Block 11201, Lot 7, open to public, resolution adopting ordinance second reading authorizing tax agreement with Chatham River Road, LLC, 151, Old New Brunswick Road, open to public, resolution adopting ordinance second reading authorizing conveyance of portions of vacated Clawson Street and Brook Avenue rights of way to Clawson RP owner, Urban Renewal LLC, open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ordinance second reading authorizing acceptance of deed of for conveyance of real properties designated as Block 3402, Lots 5.01 and 12.01, open to public, resolution adopting ordinance, resolution authorizing refund of picnic fees. Okay, so does the council have any comments?
None.
Thank you. Going to open this portion to the public for the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom, on the Zoom app, or if by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At this time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council and administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council Vice President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, this is Pratik from 29 Redwood Road. And is this urban renewal, which was, I guess, Wawa Land, or this is different? And the question that I have is, I looked at a few dates. This is a question for council. In June 2022, there was a land transfer that happened for $10. And within a year, the land was sold for $675,000. I don't know how this process works. If I did that for my house, I don't know what process I would use that for. But this was a commercial land, which I think went from some 501c3 to Wawa. And in 1 year, the land appraised from $10 to $675,000. Look, I really don't know how these books work. So probably in the newsletter next month, I want an explanation from Mr. Mayor. How does this thing work? Thank you.
Are those all your questions?
All right. So I can answer them. I mean, those were private transactions. The township had nothing to do with them. So we can't tell you what happens between two parties outside of the township. Township does not get involved with private transaction of land. So we're not going to be able to give an explanation of what two independent parties do, unfortunately.
Council Vice President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Go ahead.
This is David Aiken, Ambrose Valley Lane. How are you, Council?
We're going to adjust the volume, David. Wait one moment. Okay. Can you try speaking again, please?
Yes. What do you want me to do again?
Okay. We can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Under the consent agenda, item 13B for Bravo. And what I want, I'd like to know there is, would elaborate a little on that, on item M for Mike. That was a settlement. If you could tell me how much that was. On items T for Tango, what was the change? It was the second change. What was the change from 1 to 2? Item V for Victor, how much was that grant? I see where there's another V for Victor. Under that one, it also says authorizing of contract for appraisal services. What's the $86,000? Is that the norm, or is that because of what they're appraising? And item Z for Zebra, how much was that, a tax appeal settlement? That's it.
Thank you.
Council. B was the line of the standby letter of credit. That was, I believe, changed hands. And this is a technicality that they get their line of credit back to town. Since it's the building changed hands. Item M, the national opioid settlement. This is money that all towns across the country are receiving. It depended upon your community, you get a different amount, and these funds can only be used for drug awareness programs. Like, for instance, we're using it for our community outreach program to have programming inside the school system to teach kids about vaping and drug awareness issues out there. Item T, architectural engineering, since this has to do with the radio system, with the design inside the police department, David. And then the safe and secure communities, how much is dollar?
What was that item? V?
Yeah, V. It's $150,000, David. Money that we're getting there. And then the item Y is appraisal services. I believe this is for the ones on Centennial Avenue, because we're in the process of trying to get the appraisal so we can reconstruct Centennial Avenue from Knightsbridge all the way down to River Road. And all those are corporate properties out there from the right of way. Also, the item Z, I believe, was a tax appeal on Garrison Lane. I think the dollar number, what was it? Or is it Dana?
So those tax appeal settlements, there's no dollar number. The settlement is on the values. And then the tax collector then calculates the difference in the taxes. So we don't actually have that in the resolution, the backup. We have the actual values of the property that's assessed at, and that's the settlement.
Yeah. And that's one of the two or three ways that a settlement can happen.
Council Vice President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you so much, Ms. Cedar. We're going to be opening up to the in-person attendees now. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond if necessary.
Costas Eftimios, 58 Curtis Avenue. Several things. First, that community center where the pantry is, how long is that going to stay like that? That used to be old gas station across the street from the park where you have your grander park. How long is that going to stay like that? Mayor,
Council,
another thing.
Council,
my complaints are non-existent. Remember? The pickup parked over the storm drain at Curtis Avenue that's collecting 200 meters of water. It's flooding the street. Is my complaint standing? Yes. Where you put your re-elect me sign on 7th and it, what is it? On 7th. When are you going to take care of that corner, landscape it, and vacate so that that owner can do the job himself? My complaint is non-existent.
Councilman, I don't know what flooding he's talking about. They get a tax exempt for two things here. The veterans, it's a tax exemption. If they're a wounded vet by law in the state of New Jersey, they don't pay tax, property taxes.
Yes. They're actually not paying taxes.
Not paying taxes.
We're confirming
that's
not going to be paying taxes.
And second of all, I have a little word of advice to Mr. Gustav. We got complaints from his neighbors that you were caught stealing political signs on people's properties along West 7th. They have you on camera. So I just want to just tell you, I know you're shaking your head, but hold on. I'll just give. All right. All right. So you just admitted it. I got to tell you, you can get charged. You were trespassing. You stole and you did damage to signs. So I'm just giving you a little word of advice. Don't do that again because you could get charged. All right. Okay, fine. But I'm just letting you know, you can't trespass on people's property and do damage to their properties.
Thank you, Mayor.
I want to let the record the attorney know that he admitted it, that he actually did it. It's on tape.
Thank you, Mayor. Hi, next person, please. This is for the public. Absolutely, yes. Thank you.
Good evening, Khaled Zayed, 831 Hose Lane, West Piscataway. Thank you, Mayor, for drafting the ceasefire resolution. And as you can tell, we've been here. This is our fourth visit because we've been trying to convince everyone here to vote to adopt a ceasefire resolution in Gaza. I like the fact that the resolution calls for a ceasefire, but I would like to request an amendment. We did not get a chance to look at the draft. I called this morning. I asked if I can see a copy of it so I can at least prepare to respond to the draft, to the resolution. But the fact that it says release of Israeli hostages and doesn't say anything about Palestinian hostages. And as a matter of fact, before October 7, there were over 3,000 Palestinians held hostages by Israel, and no one is talking about them. About 200 to 300 of them are children, minors. And Israel holds, they have something called administrative detention. And nobody knows, like in America, like a lot of people don't know what that is. Just explaining briefly, it's basically they can arrest any Palestinian, child, a woman, a minor, an elder, and they can just put them in prison for a long time and not even have to charge them. And it's called administrative detention. They can put someone, a child, in administrative detention for 6 months. And after 6 months, they can say, we have to extend it for six more months. And it goes on and on and on. They also try children in military court, in Israeli military court. And this is happening before October 7th. So I agree with the fact that Israeli hostages should be released. But we should also add to the resolution that Palestinian hostages should also be released. If you don't want to say Palestinian hostages, then just say all hostages should be released. Yeah. So, again, I appreciate the mayor's effort and the council, and I appreciate you what you're doing. This is a great step, and I really thank you for that. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you for introducing that. But I just would like to please the Palestinian people deserve to be mentioned. I'm not talking about, this is not a criticism of anyone. I'm just saying, been in America for 28 years, 27 years, and I see there's almost no sympathy for in the media or amongst politicians regarding the Palestinian people. The American people, overwhelming majority now, support ceasefire. So you're doing the right thing to consider a ceasefire resolution, because now you're representing the American people. But we need to also mention what's happening to the Palestinian people. We need to stop this violence. I understand this is not a non-binding resolution. It's not going to force the president or the U.S. government to do something, but it at least will deliver a message. Over 100 cities already in America passed ceasefire resolutions. So we are actually doing the right thing. Piscataway is doing the right thing. I admire you for that. And please, everyone, all the city council members, please vote yes. But please, before you do that, please consider amending the resolution calling for the release of Palestinians in Israeli prisons, especially children. And if you don't want to say that, just take out the Israeli hostages, because you can't just say one side and not mention the other side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Next person.
Good evening. My name is Dr. Mateen Khan. I live at 52 Castle Points here in Piscataway. I'd like to first start off by commending all the council members for the resolution, the mayor especially, for bringing this to our attention or to the attention of the Piscataway people. I am an emergency physician. I've been doing it for 20 years now. About 2 months ago, I traveled to Gaza. I practiced medicine in Gaza, or I attempted to practice medicine in Gaza for 2 weeks now. There aren't many people that have been given this opportunity, but myself as a Piscataway resident, I was. And I'll tell you a few things in the short amount of time that I had, that while I was there, I had the unfortunate to see babies in ICUs who were born premature, whose parents had to watch them die because of not having enough nutrition, not having sanitation, soap. We didn't have enough soap as physicians, not having ventilators to actually watch your baby be born early and then watch them die over a matter of a couple of weeks. I saw children who were shot by gunfire from the air. I saw children die of shrapnel. I saw children malnourished, jaundiced with hepatitis. I saw adults with the same. I saw people who went out fishing into the Mediterranean for nothing more than just food to help their family survive, get shot while they're out there trying to get food for their families. I saw communicable diseases that don't have to exist, but only exist because of lack of sanitation. I saw a purposeful breakdown of sanitation. I saw the wanton, purposeful destruction of sanitation trucks and other supplies. I saw preventable diseases being spread that could have easily been stopped. I saw a purposeful breakdown of the healthcare system, watching people with simple things like high blood pressure, diabetes, and heart issues that could be managed but instead die from it. I saw people with stage 4 cancer that could not get any treatment because the facilities were bombed and destroyed, that the doctors were killed and the healthcare staff no longer available to help them. And as the speaker before me had mentioned, I saw some of these Palestinian hostages that Israel had kept and then released, took them in before this current conflict and released them. We would recognize them because they would come in gray jumpsuits and they would be disheveled, bruised, hurt. One really stands out to me. He was an older man who had a history of psychiatric disease. He was mentally handicapped, and yet he was taken, detained for months on end, and then just released and brought to the hospital, unable to speak or even communicate with us by the time we got to him. So I'd like the council members to amend, as the speaker before me had mentioned, as well as make an acknowledgement of the absolute grossly disproportionate loss that has taken place, not over just 7 months, but over 70 years, and how one side, the Palestinians, have faced far more hurt and destruction and killing than what has been seen perhaps in any part of the globe. And they've taken this really well. And over the past 3 or 4 days, as Biden has presented his plan, there's been an essential media blackout. There is, from my contacts telling me there, that there has been a huge upsurge of killing and death that we are not seeing right now, being done under the cover of this discussion and negotiation that's taking place right now. This requires an immediate response by every human being in the world, every American, and especially those who live in Piscataway in our town. Looking at the council, looking at the crowd, this is a diverse community. We are people that should be able to recognize pain and suffering, regardless of who the people may be or their background. And it's really on us that we speak up, we make an acknowledgement of the difficulties, and then take some steps towards that. So for that, I congratulate you for taking those steps, but I ask that you continue in those steps and towards a more meaningful proclamation. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we call the next person up, just a quick reminder that we do have 3 minutes per speaker. We are letting a few seconds go by, but if you want, I can raise a hand saying, wrap it up. I don't mean to be rude. It's just that we have a lot of speakers. So thank you so much for understanding.
Good evening. Samara Khan, 116 Castle Point Boulevard in Piscataway. I wanted to thank the council for considering this resolution. One thing that stands out is the war between Israel and Hamas. I just kind of have a hard time understanding how it's a war when one side does not have an army. A war is generally understood to be fought between two armies, not one of the most strongest militaries in the world versus a defenseless civilian population, which does not have a single tank to their name. The other thing, I feel that our politicians are in a moment of severe test because a lot of the politicians are under a lot of pressure to act and perform and legislate in a certain way. And if they don't, they face repercussions which are difficult to deal with. And it was really disgusting to see Nikki Haley sign off the missiles, finish them all, and that this is someone who's actually, you know, running in our presidential election. So when you have, you know, Genocide Joe on one side and a convicted felon on the other, you really, you know, it's hard to, you know, put your wrap your head around our political situation and choices. In the minute and a half that I have left, I just wanted to share a statement from Matthew Cook, who is an Oscar-nominated filmmaker, writer, and actor. Matthew Cook is also Jewish. And he asks, what about the hostages? There are dozens of Israelis that have been all but abandoned by their government, being used as an excuse to murder 40,000 people and counting. How about the 2 million Palestinian hostages that have been bombed in their homes, cut off from food, and whom their world leaders have turned their backs on? What about the civilians of every nation forced to bear witness and feeling powerless against that trinity that Martin Luther King died fighting? Racism, militarism, and poverty. The world is still being held hostage to that same insanity. And what about Jewish safety being held hostage by an apartheid state that bombs universities and hospitals and refugee camps and then claims to act and speak for Moses and for my entire mother's side of the family? Matthew Cook here referring to his Jewish background. And he then says, what about Muslim safety, held hostage by Western bigotry and a global military empire, which also holds most of our public money hostage? What about the name of Jesus Christ, held hostage by idol worship? What about our children, held hostage by a world which does not protect them because it worships violence and power and 3,000 billionaires who strip us all of our agency and dignity and our democracy, held hostage by their money? And I'm sure by this time we have all seen the bodies of beheaded Palestinian babies burned and charred in refugee camps. And he concludes his statement by saying, when are we going to unite in demand for equality and reparations and basic human rights, like the right of Palestinians to simply return to their homes and be equal? Note, Matthew Cook is Jewish. And it is his words and not mine when he says the right of Palestinians to simply return to their homes and be equal on the holy land, which is in truth all the land. When will we demand shalom, salam, peace, which is one word that belongs to all people, is our human right and obligation towards each other? I guess maybe when we answer that question, what about the hostages? Thank you for listening.
Hello, my name is Arman Brahmi. I am CMC. I'm here to talk about the Israel and Palestine war. First thing I want to start with is about something that happened yesterday. There was a big bombing in a school in Gaza. The 35 children who were just studying, just trying to do their own business, they were killed for basically no reason. And I don't understand why this should continue. Like, just innocent kids and children just minding their own business, having their own fun, and Israel's just killing them. Like, it's Palestine's land. They deserve to be there. So why? I don't understand. And the, like, I don't know how to explain this, but if this did not start on October 7th, just to let you know, because what happened was October 7th, most people say that, oh, the war started on October 7th, and that's when, because Palestine got a big attack on Israel, but they're ignoring what's been happening from 1948 about how Palestine was not keeping, they were just not able to keep their land because Israel just wanted their land. And now I would like to share with you a short poem that I wrote. Okay. This is very wrong and for way too long. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Behind all the tanks, therein just lies blank. They're being attacked, so let's do as a cat. Kids are dying, moms are crying, planes are flying, the world is sighing, because this is very wrong and for way too long. We do not have any fear, because God's help is super near. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm Hassan Miraj and I live on 621 Hose Lane West. Again, we thank you for the mayor and the council for considering the resolution, although it is pretty late. I mean, we have been trying to come to you guys before. It should have been done earlier, but I am still thankful that it is being done now. So please support this resolution. I mean, who would ask for a resolution? Those who want peace. I can't go into details because everybody knows the details, the horrific results of what is happening in Gaza, the children, the women. And just yesterday, the refugee camp was bombed. 40 people, including 14 children, were burned and killed. So any human life is precious on either side. On 7th October, what happened was painful. But that does not mean that this pain should be continued. And there is no comparison between 1,200 and 35,000, 40,000 people. This is not defense. This is genocide. I can speak on this more and more. But I want to say a few words about what I personally and what professionally I feel is happening. I'm a psychiatrist. When I think what is happening in Gaza, especially the children, so as a psychiatrist, as a physician, I just can't understand how these children will come back to their normal life. This bombing is destroying the whole generation. This bombing is destroying the whole mental health of thousands of children and adults as well. So as a physician, I feel the burden to say this, that this must stop. And we all must do whatever is possible. Obviously, we can't go to war. Not everybody can go and participate the way some people can, but we must do what we can do. And you, the council and the mayor, what you can do at least is to pass this resolution. The other thing I want to say is the American values. Where are our American values? We cherish so much. We are Americans. We should behave like Americans. This is a time where humanity should stand up, and the humanity is standing up throughout the world. We are doing our part, but we must do more. And I understand the politicians have a lot of pressure from various lobbies who fund and who can only who can threaten and harass the politicians if they support a just cause like the peaceful resolution of Gaza. But you guys are our leaders. You have to show the leadership. You have to prove that you are with justice and the right path. And that's what we expect from you. Thank you again for this resolution, and please support it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. You hear me well? 227 Tanglewood Drive, Narji Subrahua. Today, I'd like to talk about what's been going on in this town. And since October 7th, I've been called disgusting for simply wearing a Palestinian keffiyeh. I've been to Piscataway schools, pre-K through graduating Piscataway High School, and now I'm at Rutgers. It's heartbreaking to know what's been going on at PHS, where my brother and friends and families of my community still attend. Staff at Piscataway High School have not been held accountable for their anti-Muslim bigotry. A teacher at Piscataway High School, Ms. Joy Kelly, commanded a student remove a headband with the Palestinian flag because, quote, it's offensive to me. While other teachers like Miss Abby Prince parade the Israeli flag in the halls. And that's not all. In the school yearbook, that graduates and their families hold dear, while the World Language Club has the French, Spanish, and Italian flag in their photo. The school photoshopped the Palestinian flag off of the Muslim Student Association's club photo. This creates a hostile environment of tolerance for anti-Muslim bigotry and Islamophobia for Muslim and Arab students and families in Piscataway who feel unsafe and unheard. To add on to what we said about the ceasefire resolution and the agenda and its wording, Mayor Waller mentioned hostages in the resolution, and a speaker had already spoke about it, but I might add, we suggest this language should change. Labeling the resolution a ceasefire and hostage release is dangerous language. I move to suggest that the language to be an immediate and permanent ceasefire if you don't want to add anything about both sides of the hostages. Israel has since the October 7th rejected this 12th ceasefire resolution. Israel does not want their hostages back. More than 7,350 West Bank Palestinians have been arrested and taken hostage by Israel just during the Gaza war, arrested and held unlawfully. Palestinian hostages include the kidnapping of children. Israel holds over 10,000 Palestinians captive, and probably more. These are innocent Palestinian prisoners who have not been given trial, who have been tortured. The township needs to adopt an immediate ceasefire resolution and return for all Palestinian hostages. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Catherine Balsamo. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
I'm sorry, you have to state your address as well. Thank you.
192 Davidson Road, Piscataway. I had to cut a ton out to keep it down to 3 minutes. I'll do my best. Please excuse any incoherence. For the sake of everyone long term, Palestinians, Israelis, and Americans, it does not make any practical sense for anyone's security for us to equip Israel to pen in their neighbors in such horrible conditions that they have little in the world to live for but their families, and then their children get obliterated with artillery that says made in the USA. More than 15,000 children have been killed so far. It should be common sense. It shouldn't need to be pointed out. But killing one's neighbor's children is not a security or peace plan. We need to do better. We need to course correct. A true friend or ally would not supply weapons to a grieving friend who has had a loved one killed and who declared he will attack the perpetrator's entire family. A true ally, a true friend, does not enable behaviors that are unjust and or self-destructive. They instead help people, grieving people, channel their efforts towards effective solutions, prevention, and healing. If the ethnicities were reversed, I think we would all instantly acknowledge what this is. Israel's justifications for what it is doing are for the sake of its safety and for the self-determination of Jewish Zionist Israelis. Palestinians have the grounds and mountains of evidence to make the same arguments about their survival and their self-determination being under threat. But no one for a moment would accept it if H said that because of that threat, H would lay siege and deliberately deprive the whole population of Israel food and water. Rightly, no one would accept that. No one would accept it if H bombed Israel's hospitals because it said Israeli soldiers were there. Rightly, no one would accept it if the decimation of infrastructure necessary for sustaining life for Israelis were decimated because H suspected Israeli military were there. Rightly, no one would accept it if 15,000 Israeli children were killed. You would see us in the Muslim equivalent of JVP if the U.S. were supporting an entity doing the inverse actions, because it is genocide and it is against our values as a Muslim community for there to be any harm in civilians. And I think one of the reasons that you see so many Muslims here is, aside from, you know, our obligation to be there for brothers and sisters or anyone being wronged. Also, there's been a lot of dehumanization of Muslims. There's not a lot of representations of Muslims in media outside of, you know, the T word. And I think Muslims recognize that Palestinians are fully human. And when you look at the numbers of 35,000 and you recognize those people as fully human, you can't excuse this. What we ask for is equal treatment, equality, equal application of values, equal protection and concern for our rights. This is what we call for and what everyone deserves. Israelis, Muslims, Palestinians, everyone. For if principles are not applied equally, then they are not principles. They are tools for turning bias into discrimination. And the consequences for that here are as severe as it gets for Palestinian, the consequence of genocide. So we thank you deeply for your support for a ceasefire and call on you to do all that you can to materialize the best of our values, including equality. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Please.
John, my name is John Hsu, 219 West Shirley Avenue, Edison, New Jersey. I'd just like to say, obviously, we want the hostages to be returned, the Israeli hostages. But what's happening right now is really not about the hostages. It's been spoken many times by the Israeli leaders. They are going to continue the bombing to remove the people and to force the Palestinians to want to leave the land, want to leave and self-migrate. So really, it really hasn't been about that. And there has been a lot that has happened before October 7th, and we need to talk about that. You know, Brother Khalid, he talked about the detention of many citizens. There's also raids on homes. And this happens quite often. They would raid people's homes and terrorize the children there, and just kind of look through everything, look through all their personal things. And it's a way to bring fear and terror to a population. There's also been raids on the settlements in the West Bank, and those are. Sellers have weapons, and they can they intimidate people to leave their homes. There was two years ago, there was a world well known reporter, Abdu Shireen Apkle, and she was murdered. And at first, Israel denied that they murdered her, but then they kind of tacitly admitted it. So there's been a lot of trouble going on before October 7th. And we're not even talking about the original sin, and everyone should look that up. It's the Nakba and what happened there. 750,000 people were displaced forced to flee because of the terror, kind of like what's happening right now. We see this fear of people and terror happening, and people are moving from one place to the other, and their homes are being destroyed, and they are going to be displaced. Like, what is going to happen after this is all over? Where are the people going to go? And what's going to happen to the people? I can see it. You could see it kind of like children. You know, if I won't go there for yet, but in the U.S. we had the Revolutionary War, and that was a reaction to, I guess, the treatment people are having. But if you imagine what people in Palestine are going through, if we lived like that, how we would react to living in those circumstances, then that can start. You can start to understand how they react, how they can react to Israel. And I do want to see the Israeli lives saved. I want to see people returned. But the government has shown, Israeli government has shown that that's not a priority. You know, and you can kind of see it as the way children act. If one child starts to instigate, pushes another child as much as they can, and then the other child reacts, and when the other child reacts and they might do something that's more visible, and then the parent punishes that child, it's very clear. Like, it's a way of kind of having an excuse to escalate things to a level that was beyond the original offense. So I just want to be able to speak this truth. I think we have to have the right perspective of what's going on over there in Palestine, and be honest with ourselves, because there is a lot of truth out there that's not being discussed right now. And I always want to have the truth out there so that we can evaluate things correctly. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have to keep the button down.
Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Respected mayor, respected council members, my name is Meher Rafiq. I live at 13 Spring Street. I'm from the township of Franklin Township. So I came here today. I just found out this morning that there was a council meeting and perhaps a resolution was being presented. So I was curious, very intrigued. So I'm just going to give a little bit of history. I'm not going to go down what happened October 7th. I think my Muslim brothers and sisters have already engaged in that. What I would like, so let me backtrack a little bit. So we in Franklin Township started in November with our council members in trying to have a ceasefire resolution approved. So we presented, it hasn't happened yet. We keep going back. So I came to learn that how everyone here is engaged and presenting it to you. And what I also hear is to see how the leadership is handling this. And I pray and I hope that you will be an example for the leadership for other towns to follow and to be on the right side of history. And please pass the ceasefire resolution.
Thank you.
Good evening. Good evening and assalamu alaikum. My name is Zija Ali. I'm at 114 Castle Point Boulevard. You know, I was just thinking, what are we all doing here? This is a small town's municipal meeting where variances and zoning and easements and property taxes are discussed. What possible impact could talking about a conflict thousands of miles away have? Can we impact foreign policy? But then I thought, is that the right question to ask? There are some issues on which we have to stand on the right side of history, as the speaker right before me alluded to. When history is written, and it will be written very soon, will we want our names, will you want your names on the side of a state, not a people, on the side of a state that practices ethnic cleansing, apartheid, a state which is under investigation for possible war crimes and genocide? A state whose prime minister and defense ministers are under investigation and possible arrest warrants. A state that has dropped more bombs on a civilian population in prison, essentially that's what Gaza is, than were dropped in Dresden, London, and Hamburg during World War II. A state that has destroyed every university and most of the hospitals and civilian infrastructure inside Gaza. That is the question to ask. Where would we want our name on whose side when history is written?
Thank you. Anyone else?
Hi, guys. Dina Awad, 306 Grandview Avenue. As everyone else has mentioned, thank you again so much for, you know, voting for the ceasefire resolution. I know when we came last time, a lot of us said, listen, we're not asking you to choose sides. We're just asking you to call for a ceasefire because what we want is peace. So I don't want you guys sitting here today saying we didn't choose sides. I want you, though, to understand what a lot of our comments are regarding, because by saying ceasefire, but release of all hostages and we condemn Hamas, it sounds to us like there is a side chosen where we are asking for a ceasefire. We are asking to stop all fire, right? We are asking for peace and we are asking for the release. We're not telling you, like Khadidir said, we're not telling you to say Palestinian and Israeli, because listen, most of us are born and raised in America. We know the politics. We know how much control, unfortunately, some people have in this country over others, and we know the hesitation. But what we are asking you for, you see this room filled with people, and these are your constituents, and anyone who does not want peace, anyone who does not want peace on both sides, anyone who does not want all the hostages released, they really shouldn't be considered part of our community. They shouldn't be who we consider when we make resolutions, because that is someone who is dangerous for us. So again, thank you guys so much. Please, please consider the amendment that Khaled had produced, had presented just about the all hostages. Wanted to just clarify, I know we asked you, you know, we're not asking you to pick sides, we're asking you to call for a ceasefire. And by saying all hostages, that's truly showing that you're not choosing sides. That's all I want to say. Thank you guys again so much.
Good evening, council members. My name is Rayman Insanali. I'm from Somerville. I want to thank you for adopting the ceasefire resolution. However, within that document, it needs to be balanced. Justice needs to be for both sides. We cannot choose certain words and terminology for one type of people and another set of words and terminology for another set of people. Everything needs to be fair. It needs to be balanced. A day will come when all of us will be in our golden years with that loved one coming to visit us, and they will ask us, Grandma, Grandpa, you was on the council board. Did you pass that resolution? Was it just? What I imagine, what I want from all of us is to turn around with a big smile and said, yes, we did it. Because if we don't, they will go back to the footage. These footage here, they will look at these streams and they will ask you why. Because in this world, we can play language judo with all of us. But our loved one, when they pose a question to us, we have to be straight with them and they will hold us accountable. Again, thank you for passing the resolution, but that it hasn't passed. Well, we hope you pass the resolution. Is it passed? I was outside. The noise was, is it passed? Thank you, my dear.
Yes.
I was outside when the noise had been wrong. But thank you. At the end of the day is justice, and the words, the terminology needs to be for both sides. We cannot choose one side and we cannot and belittle the other side. October 7th wasn't and is not the root cause. The root cause is 75 years of genocide. Imagine you, imagine your grandparents, imagine your great-grandparents going through genocide. Someone mentioned before me, they would, the Israeli, the IDF would just go into a town and harass people 2-3 in the morning when you're trying to get some sleep. They're coming, and this is 75 years. The rules and the law of war, they're using the Palestinians as lab animals. They're experimenting on the Palestinian. So let's be fair. Let's be fair. Fairness for both sides. Let's amend the resolution. Let's form it up. Let it be balanced. And thank you again for your time.
Hi, my name is Sarah Rashid, 618 Buckingham Drive. Thank you for considering the resolution. I just want to understand clarification. If the resolution is passed, will you consider amending it and include all hostages?
So just for technicality, and that's why I'm the lawyer and talk about that stuff. The business portion of the meeting has been closed, but I think the council will talk and consider it. But unfortunately, we can't do an official amendment today. So.
No.
Good evening, Council. My name is Abed Awad, 306 Grandview Avenue. The reason I am stamping up here, everybody has already asked you, and I agree with everything that's been said. Just like Khaled can't come up here, I want to ask for him. Considering this resolution, when will we know if it was changed or not?
Requiring another vote, which the next meeting is the 25th, I think. 25th is the next meeting when we can take actual official action on the amendment to amend the resolution?
This resolution will be released tomorrow for us to read and see.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Nabila Shah, and I reside at 54 Chariot Court. I hope this council and mayor will start holding those committing hate crimes against the Muslims and people of color accountable. If this council does not support this resolution, the only message it will send out is that it is okay for those committing these hate crimes to continue and keep on doing that. And the only message it sends out is not supporting this resolution will put this community in even more danger.
I'm sorry, just to interrupt you. We passed a resolution.
Okay.
Yes. Good.
Yes. Thank you. There are thousands of mothers, children, and men suffering in ways that is indescribable and unfathomable to all of us sitting in this room, because we've never been in their situation. And the most important thing that we can do right now, the most important thing that you as a council can do right now, is support this resolution, not only for the people in Gaza, but also for the people in the community of Piscataway. And I hope our demands are taken seriously. I hope you amend the language of the ceasefire resolution, as your constituents have asked of you tonight, and we will be watching carefully. Thank you for your time.
I'm sorry, you have to keep the button down so that way we can hear you. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Haseeb Rahman. I live at 93 Carriage Drive. So 40,000 and counting Palestinians murdered later. Here we are discussing a ceasefire resolution. Here we are discussing a ceasefire resolution after our very own Democrat, Frank Pallone, voted for the continuation of weapons transfers to Israel. And after he co-wrote a letter last month with Representative Gottenheimer for the continuation of weapons transfers after almost 40,000 Palestinians were murdered. But here we are. The ceasefire resolution has passed. And I'm happy to see that we're taking a right step in the direction. We're taking a step in the right direction, but this is only the beginning. I don't want to speak regarding our local Democrats, our Piscataway Democrats. I'm not too familiar with y'all, to be honest. But Democrats across the board have labeled themselves as the party of liberalism, as the party of progressivism. But when the opportunity to stand up against the mass punishment of Palestinians by the Israeli military, too many Democrats, not all, but too many Democrats showed that they were progressive, except when it came to Palestinians, except when it came to the brown Arab people of Gaza. They voted for continued weapons transfers to this reckless military. And even alongside Republicans, they invited the fascist, genocidal Benjamin Netanyahu to Congress. So I invite, and I'm happy to see that Piscataway Democrats are starting to break the status quo, but it's not enough. As our own Dr. Khalid said, you need to acknowledge Palestinian hostages, acknowledge all hostages in the resolution. And Waller, Mayor Waller, and fellow council members, I call on you to continue to break the status quo of your party, to put pressure on government members, like on Democrats like Biden, like Frank Pallone. Many of these Democrats have already called for a ceasefire with empty promises, an empty gesture to hide their continued transfer of weapons to the Israeli state. So Piscataway Democrats, we need to know where you stand. Thank you.
Thank you. I see no one coming back up to the podium, so I'll be closing to the public for the in-person attendees. Thank you very much, everyone.
Council President, I just want to add one thing. There was a young lady that came up here before about some issues in the school district. I strongly recommend that she take it up with the school district, who has the appropriate authority for that.
Yeah, it's horrendous to hear those issues happening in the schools. I went through, because of my identity, I went through a lot of stuff. So I understand that. Go to your Board of Ed. You know, that's what I went to when I had issues. So I recommend, because unfortunately the township doesn't have any control of the schools. So definitely talk to your Board of Ed and make sure that they're putting pressure on their staff.
Thank you.
That would be at the next Board of Education meeting.
Thank you, everyone, for coming up and making your comments. We appreciate this. Obviously, the council and mayor are going to be discussing the amendment, but definitely it takes courage. It takes unity. It takes our community to come together and speak up together, because that's what we're about in Piscataway. Make it be known that we are a very diverse township, and we move forward together. We suffer together. And we resolve together. So unity is key. So thank everyone for coming. Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.